Saturday of the sixth week of Easter 2023. We really need both the three synoptic gospels and John's gospel. In the gospels of Mark, Matthew, and Luke, we witness Jesus engaged in various activities, preaching, healing, exercising, and engaging in table fellowship with all manner of people. He is also relating to people who are opposed to him. In all these ways, he is giving us models about how to speak, act, and relate when we are grounded in a desire to contribute to God's bringing about God's reign of peace and justice. But Jesus' modeling for us is not what ultimately matters. And the good things that Jesus does for us, as he did for the folks of his time, are not what ultimately matters. Ultimately, the risen Christ saves us, brings us to wholeness, not mainly by modeling good behavior or by doing good things for us, but by uniting us to himself. Union is salvation. Communion is our whole-making, not simply some beneficial deeds the risen Christ does on our behalf. Christ does good things for us, to be sure, but that is not the deepest thing at work here. But I'm afraid that a lot of Catholics who are managing to remain in the church think that to be a faithful Catholic boils down to believing certain things and doing certain things. That's missing the point terribly. We are being invited to belong to Christ more and more on the most intimate terms and receive all that he wants to share with us of his own being and his own selfhood, and so belong more and more to God's source of all and to our brothers and sisters and to planet Earth. Our self-centered egos don't relish being taken over by another being on its terms, but that is the deepest meaning of Catholic Christianity. As my hero Karl Rahner, SJ, used to say over and over again, the more we healthily depend on God, surrender ourselves to God, the freer we will be, the more we will be our true selves in community. The union is so complete that Jesus can say in today's passage, on that day, meaning now in the time after Jesus' glorification, you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me and have come to believe that I came from God. Brendan Byrne, my currently favorite New Testament interpreter, understands Jesus to be saying here that in the present time of salvation, the time of the risen Christ and the poured out Holy Spirit, when we are praying out of our authentic selves, the Father is hearing the risen Christ's voice. So we don't need an intermediary in the ordinary sense of that term. We are Christ. We are members of him. We share in his identity and his selfhood by way of our faith, love, and hope. And so our prayer can really matter for us and for our world.